There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Look, Matt.
Where? Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Oh, and look over there.
Wow, is that cool culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
And I'm sitting here with the Emmy nominee.
Fish, I can't believe the love I feel emanating from you in particular. I've really been basking in the love, but from you.
Explain to them what the deal is.
Okay, so here's the deal. When was the last time with Darcy?
We were in person for Darce.
But this is a very distinctly different vibe because Matt and I are sitting in this beautiful table in our wonderful home, in our quarter share home in Fire Island in the Pines.
The address is
22.
Woo!
Just kidding.
Leap that out, Doug.
We don't have the team here. Oh my God. This feels like, well, no, we've never done this without the team. This is our first time flying without the fucking wheels. Without the what? Like,
without the wheels.
The train.
Flying without wings.
Flying without
wings. You know what's interesting? You started the conversation. We started talking and you said, I can't believe the love I see. And that called to mind Jordan Sparks, who famously in the song,
God,
This Is Mine Now, she said, I can't believe the love I see. And then when you said, flying without wheels. You said flying without
wheels, Ruben Studdard.
Recalled Ruben Studdard. But don't change the subject. You got nominated for the Emmy.
And I'm very grateful.
I've never been prouder.
Girl. The way tears were streaming.
Or streaming all over the sandy beaches of Fire Island.
Fire Island. The way that I felt true love for everyone at SNL, specifically the people who craft that show. The crew, the cast, the writers, you can't live without them.
You can't live without the writers. And can we say the scream we let out when we saw the words 80 Bryant Shrill?
80 Bryant Shrill, lead actress, outstanding lead actress.
I had to scream my ass.
Can we say deserved?
Oh, please. The subtlety, the grounded, the comedy, the
comedy.
Shrill had its best season.
Shrill had its best season. And that story is so perfect and hard to tell in terms of them wanting to do it in the grounded way that they wanted to. I mean, like, that show, you watch it and I do feel very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm there in Portland. I'm in a fantasy version of
you
Portland.
You feel that you're in Portland the entire time.
I feel that
it.
I'm about to go to Pok Pok to eat a delicious meal.
Say that.
Sayville that.
This is a bit we've been doing that's sort of I think on the lower ends of the bits.
Can
that
we?
We've been
but
doing.
Can, should we catalog the bits for the readers' enjoyment?
Well, I just want to say that this morning,
yes,
to just to sort of do one of the bits, I would say this morning, my rose was seeing that my sister got nominated for an Emmy because of how hard I know that you work and how much of a star you are on that show. And you are, it is history. You are the first featured player ever to be nominated. And that is my rose.
And
my
thorn is being snubbed.
That I was snubbed. And it's disrespectful. And Hollywood owes me an apology. And it's my thorn.
Oh, I
was. My snub is the greatest snub of this
year.
And do you agree?
I agree. And if I see
have my back.
And if I see anybody in the Television Academy, including you, I'm gonna fight you after this.
Girl, we are throwing hands tonight, and that's my thorn.
See me with them nominated hands. I'll fight your snubbed hands.
And I would say my rose of this conversation is the love I feel for you. And my thorn is the fact that you're going to fight me. And I know that you are an ugly person inside.
My rose has been feeling so supported from you this mm-hmm. entire time that I've been here. Truly, as soon as I saw your face, I mm-hmm. lit up. Mm-hmm. My thorn has been every time that I've been in the presence of you, mm-hmm. I've felt the need to violently attack you for the mm-hmm. way you transgress. Mm-hmm.
For
the way you voted against yourself in a way.
Can I say that my rose has been that I genuinely feel like I've gotten closer to you on this trip.
Yes.
And I didn't think it was possible.
No.
And my thorn was when I got closer, I hated what I saw. I'm so disgusted.
I'm
disgusted with your behavior.
Do you want to know something I did last night, though, that I had not done in our friendship ever?
What?
Was I helped you fucking three sheets to the wind.
Carry.
I carried you.
Wait, really? Now I'm sort of remembering what went down on the beach. I was wasted. Bitch.
You fucking fell so beautifully. And it wasn't like a bad fall, but your hat kept blowing off your head. And I said, Matt, don't wear the hat on your head. You should hold it.
Yeah.
You have the dexterity of your hands will help mm-hmm. you hold on to the hat. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't listen mm-hmm. as usual.
Yeah.
But then you tripped over yourself and you really made a meal of it. You really made a meal of the fall and said, I can't go on.
I did not think I could go on. I also want to say, like, it's so crazy, really, because I think Pride Weekend was what it was. And then the 4th of July, we had a time, but you were not.
I was not there. How was your 4th? Tell me how your 4th was.
It was amazing. I don't remember it because this week I have cracked in half. I'm telling you, I have been raging every night. And if anyone on this island wants it, they've gotten it or they're getting it.
That's beautiful. I would not frame this. I wouldn't use this language that like you've been broken or that you've cracked. Like I think less than 24 hours ago, I was like, you are in the rarest form. And I truly did not think I could love and admire you more as a friend. And I do. I'm telling you, and I mean this.
It's your rose.
That's my rose. And there is no thorn.
That's huge. For there to be no thorn. You know what I think is... We're looking at, we can say, sort of a tacky table.
A tacky table with fake roses.
Oh my God. We sort of are seeing some of the girls come in and
out.
Patrick Rogers, a.k.a. House. He just scurried back upstairs. But the house is at... We have a wonderful...
Future guest of the show, Patrick Rogers, is just kind of walking around.
We have a wonderful assortment of sort of a coterie.
I think the coterie is strong this week. It's a good group of people.
It's one of the best groups to be in Fire Island.
And that's on period.
And I would stack this house up in a fight.
Yes, with the Television Academy.
Verbal or otherwise. Well, certainly with the Television Academy, who fucked up this morning. I don't even know who's nominated for the host. Who?
I don't know.
I'm guessing RuPaul.
Yeah.
Needed a 9th Emmy.
I don't know.
Watch the show, Hot Dog. I deserved.
I'm not even... This is like this is.
I am kidding.
I'm not kidding, Matt. Like,
shut the fuck up. No,
you were the reason why people watched that show. You facilitated
and many dozens of people watched it.
Stop. You facilitated such a beautiful tone and environment for that show, and it was really one of my very first like comfort watches during quarantine, like post summer. I was like, okay, like in the winter, which was when I needed it the most. Oh, in the winter of 2021, I needed that show.
Well, listen.
The Christmas special, I love.
The Christmas special,
I'm saying the fall into winter and the cold months of New York City. I needed those blankets. And anyway, you were fantastic.
Well, anyway, listen. Because
I know how hard you work. And you work fucking hard.
Bitch, you know what?
I will gas you up.
I will shout out my girl, Robin Thede. I would say Black
Robin
Lady
Thede, shout out.
We got the noms.
Can we actually acknowledge some snubs, though?
Let's talk about the snubs.
Z-Way.
Z-Way was snubbed.
Z-Way was snubbed. Girls 5 Eva was snubbed.
Girls 5
Except
Eva
for Meredith Cardino is nominated for screenplay for the pilot.
Renee Elise.
Renee
That's
Elise,
a snub
Paula,
right there.
Busy, snubs fucking
on
Sarah,
snubs
on snub. Tina Fey for guest star.
Name another legend that could play Dolly Parton in this manner. You were snubbed for guest actor in the comedy for Girls 5 Eva. And I'm so upset at the Television Academy this morning.
But here's something we can talk about for future award seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I love this for you.
Oh, shit. Starring... I forgot about my own good news.
I will never let you forget about your
own
good news. What are you doing?
I'm going to light a blunt.
Light a blunt. You deserve it. Matt Rogers' show, his pilot that he filmed. I love this for you. Starring Vanessa Bayer and Molly Shannon.
Mama.
Poonam Patel.
Poonam Patel. We got Aidan Meieri. We got
Aidan
fucking
Meieri.
Paul James.
Love her.
And an actress to be named
cast.
Later.
But I'm so fucking excited. Congrats to the team and the cast and the crew. I mean, I know it sounds like a typical showbiz, like circle jerk, but I think this is another instance of, wow, talk about people who worked fucking hard. Vanessa, Jeremy Byler,
I fucking love them.
I Molly,
can we talk about
wait.
The fact that Jesse Klein is showrunning?
Jesse Klein, icon. Inside Amy Schumer, icon.
I mean.
Her book. Iconic book of comedy essays, truly one of the superior ones. Ooh, we love Jesse.
Mama, the way Michael Showalter directed the pilot.
Michael Showalter, put respect on the name.
I'm standing there in one of the scenes and I'm like, there's Molly Shannon, there's Vanessa, there's Michael Showalter. I'm like, what is going on?
You've earned it. You've worked for that, bitch.
I'm going to be a Showtime diva.
And I can't wait. You and Z-Way, baby. You, Z-Way, and William H. Macy.
William H. Macy, darling dear.
Darling dear.
The funniest man on television.
Funniest man on TV. Funniest show on television. Ooh, I love. Whatever.
Well, we can also say, because we're going to be real, a lot of these nominations are flop town. A
lot of category fraud happening.
A lot of, first of all. I don't think we have to name names, but. A young girl went to Paris and got nominated for Best Comedy Series.
Oop.
And we're going to have to say oop on that
one.
Yes.
That's all we can say, unfortunately, because it's too overwhelming to think about otherwise.
But
of course,
congratulations. You know.
Congratulations.
As I sort of ash on the white table. Well, we were talking about the table setup. Yeah, it's a tacky table.
There are elements of the house that are tacky.
I would say I like the high ceilings. It's
love the
creativity.
High ceilings. Love the sort of... simple, clean lines that are then broken violently by driftwood beach signs in the bathroom and in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with your typical, like...
Live, laugh, love
distressed
type.
Yeah, exactly.
We were told billionaires have once stayed here. And I say that's a lie.
And I say, this is a case for the FBI.
Also, we're here with Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson, who are upstairs sort of napping. And I will say this. The damn landlord really tried it.
Really tried it.
When we didn't have power for the first, I think, 36 hours.
Yes.
Not because of the hurricane, because of the flop behavior. And we have to say, entering this house,
oh, is it one of our kings?
One of our kings. It's a Girls 5 Eva writer, Matthew Whitaker,
who's brought in a case of Diet Coke.
He's bringing in sort of a case of Diet Coke, looking absolutely stunning.
Looking
How was
really
the gym?
Good. Sad.
I mean, the gym was sad.
Well,
the gym
Matt Whitaker
was
looks great.
Well, I mean,
as usual,
you know that basically what's been going on before you got here. It was really because when he first hit the island, it was like you could feel it was like a seismic shift.
Yeah.
So sort of everyone would see our group approaching and you see all their
eye
go directly
to
him.
100%. And how could it not?
My eye goes to him all the time.
Honey, my eye sneaks out of the damn house to go to him.
My eye scurries to the beach. To see him on it. No, I mean, a stunning man. Sometimes I just take photos of him when we have lunch. He doesn't know.
Is this true?
Yeah. I've told you that, right, Matt?
Sorry.
That sometimes when we have lunch, I just take pictures of you. Yeah, well, now you know.
I did
tell you that, liar. What did you say to me?
No, I'm not interested in the dick and balls. I'm interested in digging into that ass. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I'm really respectful. And we love his boyfriend, Tom.
Should we talk about your overall... Because I will say, as I said earlier, I've never seen you more in your element than here.
I am so happy.
But I'm also... Talk about how you are sort of self-defining right now. Because I feel like you are... really enjoying your time, and it makes me so happy that you are fully experiencing everything, leading with your joy, which is so infectious. But do you feel like a changed person at all? That's kind of what I'm getting.
Can I tell you what it is? It's a combination of anytime I'm around my literal number one, my rose of my life is being close to Bowen Yang. My thorn is that one day one of us is going to die first, and that is going to be really shitty after. And I feel like...
You can't make me think about
this. No, I really hope it's me. I swear to God.
It's gotta be me. You know those? I can't live through it.
No, you know
I will mourn the greatest loss anyone has ever mourned.
Do you ever do that thing of like... And throughout our decade-plus relationship, I know you've probably done this. Like, the people really close to you in your life, if you ever like are alone with your mind for a second and you think about if they ever died...
Oh, no.
I thought about if you ever died one time, and no, I broke down. I literally had to lay in the bed. I was like, even just thinking about the grief I would feel.
Stop, I will
cry. I was just like, I am leveled. I'm leveled.
I will cry. I've had moments, not when I've thought about my friends dying. What would that be like? But I've
this
thought...
This is an honest conversation.
This is Las Culturistas, an honest conversation. Okay, let's put a pin in that because I do want to talk about... I want to explore how we arrived at this concept of an honest conversation. But I have had multiple moments that I can so vividly remember.
Vivid.
You and me walking down the street, sitting in a room, no one saying anything to each other.
Clucking like hens in the coop in the hen house.
I turn to my friend Matt Rodgers and I think to myself, I wish everybody had a friend like this in their lives.
Girl.
I want this for everyone
in the
world.
You're pushing me to the edge.
Honey, you've been teetering at the cliff.
You pushed me to the edge of the cliff.
Oh, you've been at the cliff, dear.
And I... Can I... And
you
can
are
I
Mufasa.
Say, so this is
I'm
the deal.
Scar, yes.
This is the answer to your question. Long Island for me is the cliff. And so when I'm here, I find myself walking all the way up to the edge of the cliff. And then I go to Fire Island and understand it's the closeness to the ocean. I'm Pisces, rising Pisces, Cancer moon. So it's water, 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 water. So here we are sort of surrounded by water,
yes.
As is wont to do on an island. that's a really cultured. We are
surrounded by water, as is wont to do on an island.
And so what rule is that? What number?
58.
It's rule of culture number 58. Okay. But so when I'm here, I'm sort of soaking in and absorbing like sort of the angst, the sort of difficult nature of growing up here / how much fun I'm having, and also the crew could not be stronger.
Oh, the crew
and
is
it's
strong.
About energy, and it's about you know, sort of being a fun succubus
100%
to each other.
But let me illustrate an analogy. Mm-hmm. Let me know if it makes sense or if it doesn't.
I will.
You coming into Long Island in order to get here is the motion I'm tracking. Okay, you're going. You might feel like you're regressing a little bit. You're moving back in time. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm revisiting an old version of myself. Mm-hmm. And then you get, but then as soon as you come here to the island, to Fire Island, and you feel the sense of relief, it is so powerful.
Right.
That force propels you forward.
Yes.
Not back, but you had to get pulled. It's like a slingshot. Mm-hmm. You had to get pulled back first in order to fucking barrel ahead to the person that you are meant to be. Mm-hmm. I think that is what is happening. I think, and the people and the vibe and the weather and all those other things, wonderful. But those make the slingshot shape. And you are going the greatest distance.
Mm-hmm. And also just, you know, alcohol.
Of course.
Marijuana. All the girls. We shout out to everyone. But it has been, I think, my favorite Fire Island trip. And we've had some good ones.
I've had some great ones, and this really is up there.
Let's say this. You were not here the first night, but the drag that we have seen, Jan Sport, leveled our gay
ass.
I'm sad to have missed Jim.
Collectively at the Pavilion.
Oh, I heard
Thursday.
Nothing but rave reviews from everyone on the island about
the
Jim's
vocals
show.
Are not a joke. And also,
and the jokes, she's got jokes.
And like, we were laughing, we were gasping, we were just, you gotta see fucking Jansport, okay? And the she's not being done justice on All Stars 6, okay? I know she had the big win, but she's not being done
overall,
justice in the totality.
And the totality, but overall, she does not come off looking bad.
No, she comes off like Jansport.
Which, I mean, people should just get over, I don't know what that means, because you know what I realized?
No. It means the Lea Michele energy, but you guess what about Lea Michele? Can sing her ass off.
Can sing her ass off. But here's the thing. This is what I realized when we were watching. So then I came in the next day and we went, or the day after, and we went to Tina Burner. Mm-hmm.
And
Cherries.
And we're going to get to Tina.
We're going to get to Tina. But I mean, that is a drag performer. There can be drag artists, queen. drag models or whatever, mm-hmm. drag fashion.
The way you're dragging right now, but you're absolutely right.
And drag queens are like, if you want to go pageant, it's like there are different, like, you know, lanes to drag. We all know this. Mm-hmm. And Tina Burner, like, you know, like has like her wonderful, wonderful legacy on the show. But you go and see her live and it's completely out of the orbital of that. Completely.
It's a drag queen.
It's a drag queen performing. Perform. I mean, like, not in the terms of like performance and like the general conceptual, but she's on a stage entertaining. She's an entertainer.
And we're laughing constantly. Also, I just want to say Jansport, like drag queen pop star doing that, like, well, I guess Rosé as well.
Yes.
But
has
obviously
the appreciation for comedy in a specific way, like stand Meg Stalter, like since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
I fucking love Jan.
We
and
love
Jan's
Jan.
Coming. We got Jan, you're coming on.
Jan, you're coming on.
Because you, I mean,
I fucking love Jan. I'm so sorry I missed you. But then let's talk about Tina.
Well, can I? Yes. Then Tina on Friday fucking evening. Or was it Saturday?
It was Sunday.
I forget.
It was Sunday.
That's another thing you guys like cracked. Cracked in half. I don't think
you're cracked. I think you have.
It's good.
Evolved.
It's fine. Okay. It's like all very right. Good. Evolved. Yeah. It's like I became like the Charmeleon version. I think
yes.
I was already the Charm. I'm certainly not the Charizard. No, I'm a Charmeleon.
I think you're on your way to Charizard.
Well, that just means I'm old.
Honey, sister, look at me.
I am.
I think you're in your Charizard era.
I think I'm on my Charizard
If the title of that didn't have to be an honest conversation, it would have been your Charizard era.
Oh my God.
I think you are in your Charizard
when
era.
When you're on your Charizard era.
Honey, it can be so powerful.
It is so powerful. I'm telling you. And I'm just going to say, plowed.
You've been getting plowed.
And I do think like that. That does, it gives you like a jack when you really get fucked.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I'll be thinking about this guy.
Yeah. You're going to be using
and I'm going to say,
the memory.
The while I was getting fucked.
Yeah. Okay.
He said the words, "Lil bro."
And wait, and reader, if you're thinking, oh, that's awful.
No.
Think about it.
I was like,
think about it.
Oh my God. It worked. So I don't know what
to say.
Can
I tell you?
It's Long Island.
You told me that and I was like, ugh, whatever. And then the more I thought about it, I was like,
no, it's the hottest
thing
I've
ever heard. No, if someone called me little bro, whatever the dynamic is, whatever's going on, I don't care if we're like 10 feet apart while we're both naked. If you call me little bro from across the room, even I will orgasm.
I'm telling you what it did to me. It's like Marion Cotillard's Oscar speech. It was life. It was thank you, life. Thank you, love. Olivier Dahan, what you did to me.
You rocked
my life. You truly rocked my life.
Well,
I'm speechless now. Then she says, thank you, life. Thank you, love.
And it is true. There is some angels in this city.
And when he said little bro to me during sex, that was...
You rocked my life. That was Marion.
I was doing the Oscar speech in my head, which of course made me come.
And it is true. There is some fire. There is some fire on this island.
And it happened down by the river.
Wait, that's iconic. And we've been coming up with great catchphrases all week, but that's a new one. it is true. There is some fire on this island.
There was some fire. Let me tell you, the fires were burning. I was transported.
And also, like, you know, I'm not out here like bottoming.
I know.
But it's something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
Wow. I have to also remark our the in-person energy.
Different.
Fuck the Zoom.
I'm sorry. Fuck a Zoom. We need it. We're going to keep doing the Zooms. But fuck a Zoom, because this is unbeatable.
This is unbeatable. And even though, you know, we're going to hear from the girl who is that engineer, Doug. And she's definitely going to be like, hey, you know, 24 seconds in, there's a full boat in the background because right now you can hear a boat.
We're so sorry. We're on an island.
And it is surrounded by
water. Boats are wont to pass by.
As they are wont to do. Anyway. But anyway, like what I'm saying is, you know that that's different. And this energy,
I'm clocking it, girl.
I'm clocking it.
And
we might have to be, I'm traveling. I'm carrying. And I'm traveling to New York City. First of all, more often.
More often.
I mean, that's just something too. It's just like, and now the shock, the New York shock is worn off. You got to be here.
Oh, and I fully believe that you are an LA queen right now, and that you've really settled into that city and environment, and you have your support system, and you're thriving. We have Patrick Rogers.
House is talking about moving here, and I'm not even stopping him.
But here's the thing. Well, this is the thing. This is what I want to say. You have figured out the balance. Those places.
On your Charizard era,
it's all about balance. It's all about truly flapping your wings, wagging your tail that's on fire, and roaring to the sky. You have figured out your identities in both places, in both environments, and it's really beautiful to see.
I think
because not everyone has that. I don't.
I mean, you know, let's just get real.
It's an honest conversation.
This is an honest conversation. It has kind of sort of been a hard year. Like, personally, identity-wise, like, you know, in terms of relationships in my life. Like,
of course.
Things have been up and down.
Of course.
And, like, honestly, just, you know, we have to have moments of clarity such as this. And we thank the moments in our life that are a little bit more emotionally chaotic, because when you do emerge from said era... Flop era. It's so true. We literally said in our new artwork, we're going into our flop era. And then I really truly do think for a few months there at the beginning of the year, we were in a flop era.
You and me are?
No. Just like, I'm talking about, I don't know how you feel, but your energy got much better as the year went on. And at the beginning of the year, I was flopping.
January to beginning of April, I was very much at a very low point.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, when you were emotionally at a low point, we call that the flop era.
That is the flop era.
And so now I feel like literally here we are sitting here on our Charizard, and we are obsessed because you have an Emmy nomination and my goddamn show is going. And it's fun to celebrate the good things.
It's so fun to celebrate.
Readers.
Hey, readers, this is the thing. If you're going through a shitty time right now, we're with you. We've all been there in some fashion. You will not be defined by your trauma. But when the stuff is good, you gotta celebrate it. This is an honest conversation.
It's an honest conversation.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many gibbets charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
Hey, Las Culturistas listeners. We're here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy.
Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion.
It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas.
There's a lot of pressure around gifting. I usually have a hard time thinking of gift ideas for the birthdays of loved ones in my life. And sometimes I do get super stressed trying to find that perfect thing.
Me too. But now with Gift Mode on Etsy, I can search hundreds of gifting personas and find so many incredible items. And I actually just found a custom chalk bag for the adventurer in my life who's into rock climbing.
Not me. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So, whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner in your life or a birthday present for the pickleballer in your life, Gift Mode has you covered.
I'm not the pickleballer. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend, Bowen Yang, to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went four more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
The lovely folks at iHeart asked me to write a little commencement speech for the class of 2021. I might have briefly mentioned this.
Yes.
My whole thing, and I kind of like, I wrote this thing out like very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I kind of read it back. I was like, this will do. And at the time, I kind of rolled my eyes at my own speech. But like, basically what I was saying was just like, celebrate this win. That's like the only thing that matters, because after you leave like a structured place like school, life's not going to tell you, it's never going to give you any opportunities to like really genuinely just like be happy for yourself.
Yeah, you have something. To make your own checkpoints at a certain point.
And therefore like you create your own benchmarks going forward. Like, should I have kids? Like, oh, I can't be happy unless I have a kid, or unless I'm in a relationship, or unless I have this job or thing that I want. Like, that's when shit starts really fucking... That's when you got to really tend to your own garden, because after you graduate, it's like you never really know when to like mm-hmm. get out the confetti.
That's actually really, I never thought about how going to school, they really do set like that system sets up celebrations regularly.
Yes. And so my speech was like, celebrate this now, but give yourself chances to like keep like triumphing very silently to yourself mm-hmm. in your life, even mm-hmm. when no one's around or whatever. And I don't know. Am I making any sense?
No, that makes perfect sense.
I smoked a little weed.
Oh, I mean, we're
hungover.
We're stoned. But here's the deal. As you were saying that, you know what? I was laughing in my head and heart, because I was like, do you remember 2 weeks ago when we were on our toxic shit?
Oh, we were toxic.
Guys, readers, I think that we were every word of that episode we stand by. But we also know
we had
we were in. There was the depths.
There was the depths. A snake had bit us. We had to suck the venom out.
100.
And that was us sucking at the venom. And we've emerged as a new people. Mm-hmm. And we stand by conceptually what we said in that episode. But also, like, we're not those people forever.
No, only for an episode. Only for 90 minutes. And here we are sort of hydrating, first of all. And
we're hydrating because we're in our what? Important. Charizard
shit. And well, then you have to really be careful when you bring water around Charizard. But that's a whole other conversation that I don't think we have time for today. No. But one thing I will say is that it's never been more clear to me that you have to hydrate, because like it's like when you come to a place like a vacation spot and you are in essence raging, when you pee, you're like, oh that doesn't feel awful. Right.
Mm-hmm. That feels heavy and hard.
Mom, there's crystals in there. I just know it. And so in order to avoid a situation where you pass a kidney stone, and dear sisters of mine have had this happen to them, it's not a day in the park, to put it mildly. And you must be drinking water. It's rule of culture number 3.
You must be drinking water.
It is one of the most important parts of survival.
Well,
food, water, shelter, stream, confetti.
Come on.
It's rule of culture number 18.
Food, water, shelter, stream, confetti. Let's talk about music.
Let's get into a talk about music.
I don't really, what's worth mentioning?
Girl, I mean, can we say who's really taken over the trip? Robin.
Robin has really taken over the trip. Robin, we love Robin. Sade has taken over the trip.
The mood setting that my sister was capable of the other night. When Sade was out and we were on this bay and we were sort of, and by the way, we have to get to the grill.
Oh, wait, we got to talk about the grill because I got to shout out my sister, Matt Rogers.
I didn't know I had power of grill.
Oh, you were fantastic.
It's part of the, it's in my blood, I think.
Picture this. This is heaven to me. And I did think to myself, I'm so just purely happy right now. We're on the bay. There's a grill outside. I'm with my friends. None of us can cook. We got a lot of meat, and then
I said, "I'm gonna give it a shot."
And then Josh Sharp says, "I think you're a grill daddy, Matt." And you said, "I don't know about that." And you're like, "I genuinely have a feeling." And what did you do that night? You put out the meats. You flipped them. You gave them the perfect char. I've one of the better burgers I've eaten.
I have to yet again celebrate
Charizard era
on my Charizard grill skills, because guess what? Talk about fire. Can't even cook without it.
Hence the Charizard. Oh, and then, so on top of it all, to bring it back to music.
Yes.
The 1985 album classic Promise by Sade was playing. And reader, let me say, perfect chill summer evening vibe if you want one. While you're doing the dishes, while you're cooking, while you're cleaning, while you're doing laundry. It's so beautiful.
Whatever you're doing. I honestly feel like this is like QVC energy. Like we are selling Sade to the audience. And the readers are going to be like, baby,
we've,
as the kids say, been new.
We've been new about Sade.
About Sade.
I'm just laughing because I did not expect us to get this deep into Sade and Robin when I kind of was expecting. I honestly, can I tell you something?
Can I be honest? Yeah, but you can drag.
I'm dragging myself.
Okay.
I wanted to transition into music and talk about new music that's come up. But then I was like, wait, I'm dragging myself. I was like, wait, what? And also, we kind of already did that with the Doja Cat of it all two episodes ago. And why not celebrate the music that's out now?
Well, Doja did make an appearance this morning.
Doja made an appearance
this morning. We sort of do the Doja wormhole, because sometimes you are wont to do that.
Absolutely.
And also, we should also shout out the ladies of the morning show. The Apple TV Plus show that we have been putting on when we want to wind down. And when we watch it, some of the lines, some of the dialogue sort of is so shocking. Like when Jennifer Aniston, who's famously one of the two big stars of the show, calls the whole room of men bozos.
Bozos. And then says, America loves me.
So I own America. And we got a couple of, are you duns? And great. We said, Jennifer Aniston is stepping on the neck of that script. She is straddling it and riding it. She says, you don't run my day.
No.
I run your day.
And I've never seen it before. You've obviously seen the whole thing.
It's camp.
It's camp. I'm literally during that boardroom scene with Jennifer Aniston, I go, from the way the shot was framed, I was like, this is very Mommy Dearest. This is very like Faye Dunaway in the boardroom.
Yeah.
But Mommy Dearest? Yeah.
Very that.
And then, sure enough, it basically turned into that scene where a woman is yelling at a room full of men how she's the shit. And so I'm like, oh, this is actually knowingly perhaps camp.
I would argue that it is, although I think we've talked about it because I think I've told you on the show that I have fully gone through it with the show.
And that you've enjoyed it.
Well, the first time I tried to watch it, I was like, what is going on? Because it does like take itself seriously, but also is that.
Right.
And so,
and it kind of needs that in order to be true camp, like reveling in the bad taste, but kind of still allowing some degree of like, this is actually, I'm taking this seriously.
And it does, once you settle it, once you, the audience member, the reader, if you were, settle into that, then you go on the journey and you end up, and I remember, I watched the whole thing with my parents. This is like the fourth time I'm watching it again. It's insane.
What is?
I don't know. So my dad, at the end of the last episode, literally, his eyes got wide and he said, wow, that was great.
Great.
I was like, I agree. Great. It goes there. It goes for it. And you're going to continue to watch.
I will continue.
Because it's been on during our Fire Island trip. We're not raging and stomping, sort of twisting and turning on our Charizard. The morning show has been on, sort of lulling us into a stupefaction.
I will say, just to paint a picture, our Fire Island house is very much just like, let's just like sit by the pool, do stupid bits, drink, and then we'll go see. We got to talk about Head of Lettuce and Busted.
We didn't talk about Tina. Okay, so sorry, put a pin in everything we've done because it's disrespectful that we sort of dangled the Tina Burner carrot and then just simply moved
yanked
on.
It
Tina
burned her.
Killed it. Her mixes were so funny.
So funny.
Dancing down, hilarity, drag, queen, don't disrespect. Do not disrespect.
Because you know what?
You don't know anything.
You know what we're talking about.
She's
also like on another level, and like she's actually been through this probably insane thing of like being on the show.
She seemed unbothered.
She seemed genuinely unbothered by it in a way that felt I was jealous of.
I was like, I wish.
I was like, oh, that seems so healthy that like you were able to just like go through the apparatus of like how that show presents you as a person and come out the other side being like, oh no, it doesn't matter. I'm still doing my work as a drag performer and doing it so well.
Yeah.
And this is my thing. This is what I want to say earlier with like Jan seems like Jan. I'm like, no, Jan is just a great queen. And anyone who's on that show is at the very least a great queen. Cause it's like, we see like drag artists, like in every city, at every level, like in every sort of style or you know, like background. And it's just like, it's not to lump them all together, but it's like, there's validity in any kind of way. No, I'm actually doing the opposite. I'm not lumping them together because there's validity in every kind of drag. And if there's a drag queen who can sing and do musical theater numbers and like all that shit, then great. If there's a drag queen like fucking Busted who wears the same dress and wig at every single gig she's done for the last 2 years and does the Zatarain's jingle as one of her numbers, then that's valid and amazing too. Like,
it's more than just valid and amazing. Oh, it's transcendent.
It's transcendent.
It's important. It's never before seen. It's crucial.
Unafraid to reference or not reference.
Eat it, snort it, fuck it, lick it up, give birth to it. Another club.
There could be 100
people in a room and only one.
So I feel like, dude, but am I making sense about
you
the drag
thing? You are making perfect sense. Like, basically,
it makes no sense to compare drag queens to each other.
What it is, let's say it. Drag Race makes you think you know what good drag is, and you don't.
You actually don't, because Still have fun. For people who are like, oh, like I only see Brooklyn Queens or I only see the Hell's Kitchen Queens or whatever. It's like, it don't matter.
It don't matter. It never mattered. And all we're saying is you like Jan being edited as like a try hard on the show and face cracking when she didn't get her musical win. That's because once you hear Jan fucking sing, you'd be doing the same thing. Now, mind you, Gigi Good fucking smoked that Madonna challenge.
Oh my God.
But that's because it was what was for Drag Race. Meanwhile, if you were in the crowd at the Jan show and she's singing the way she sang at the fucking talent show on All Stars 6, you would be throwing 20s.
Oh my God, 100%. 100%. And this is what I mean. Like, to bring it back to another example, like when you and I went to that fam pride thing at Knockdown Center and saw all those incredible drag queens and kings, and it was like everything on the spectrum of drag was like presented there. And I thought to myself, every one of those performances I loved.
Yeah.
Because drag is already incredible to begin with.
Yes. And also
drag performance, drag, whatever. You know?
Let's arrive at the top of the mountain and say, head of lettuce, we
head of lettuce.
Fucking gagged.
I mean, the most like politically incorrect, quote unquote, offensive, like just dour person you could ever see perform. And she is entertaining. You are crying, laughing the entire time.
We actually were doubled over. There was a time where I honestly, this is crazy to say, my belly hurt.
Oh, yeah.
My belly.
Aaron was saying it's like that suburban mom thing. I'm like, I can't feel my cheeks from laughing.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, wow, that's really good. That was a good Aaron and a good suburban mom.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Suburban mother.
Sexy mama.
Sexy mama. Hold on. Let's start that over. Aaron Jackson was saying, like, it's like that thing of like, I can't feel my cheeks when I laugh. And like, it's very that I felt like the ab workout was happening, as you know. What are you doing?
I'm just laughing because you did it perfectly the first time.
And then
did
it again.
And you did it perfectly both times. You are an Emmy nominated sketch performer. So I understand the perfectionism.
I don't want to.
No, it's staying in. The whole thing, because that right there.
No, I'm like, you're doing it.
That's right there. That's the perfection. That makes you close to God in drag. And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
This is why you deserve the Emmy nomination and the award over Rue's, because you can actually do Rue better than Rue. Sorry,
honestly,
we're keeping that in.
You have just thrown darts. And we're talking about loving drag queens. You're throwing darts at the queen, and she will win.
I'm not
Emmy.
Missing,
and you're not missing,
and I'm not missing. Honestly. You better not miss, but I didn't.
Sexy mama.
Head of lettuce. What can we? I mean, just the funniest fucking.
I mean, Cary Grove's finest.
I was talking to someone in line for the bathroom when we got to Cherry's. They were like, "Oh my God! Like, are you excited?" I was like, you know what? I think head of lettuce is actually the thing I look forward to the most every time I come to Fire Island. And thank God, because she didn't perform last year, and that was like really sad. And so I was just so happy to see her again.
This is going to go ahead and be a head of lettuce stan account.
And now we must talk about Busted.
So this
for people who
was
don't know, yes.
cathartic. In all the ways it's used on the podcast, that word.
Oh, and in the literal sense, in the podcast sense.
Catharsis.
And we've seen Busted in the past, but there was something special about last night.
There was a jack. I'm telling you, there's a good energy on the island.
Because he got fucked by a guy who called you little bro.
He called me little bro. And
your jack lifted all the other jacks.
I genuinely think it's like when WandaVision at the end or rather you find out this happened at the end, but really I guess it happened at the beginning, started it all when Wanda sort of screams and all the sitcom world kind of comes out of her. I honestly think that when I was getting fucked by the bay by this hot as he was so fucking hot, I showed you pictures of him to you on the gram,
very handsome,
and when he said little bro, I became Wanda in that moment.
You created
the Scarlet Witch.
You created Eastview. Is that what the
believe Westview?
Westview.
But you know, I really want to go to Eastview. See what the hell that's about.
Let's see what Eastview is about. I don't think you created, because that's out of pain and grief. You became the Scarlet Witch, and that's very much Charizard era. You had your power come into yourself, and you've changed form. I'm telling you,
there's something. But anyway,
you should externalize this change somehow.
I'm bottling it up and selling it. And literally, I'm telling you, if people want it on the island, they're getting it. And but one thing is, I will sort of address one situation later in my I Don't Think So, Honey.
I honestly just want to keep this tone going in terms of, Busted. We need to talk about Busted.
Busted.
You've never seen a drag queen do the Zatarain's jingle.
The Zatarain's jingle.
No less than 20 times.
It was.
Throughout the night.
Josh and Aaron described it as like a bit, like a, it had bit DCM bit show energy, where it's just like, this is going to be the bit for 15, 20 minutes. It's just everyone, the Zatarain's jingle plays in throughout any scene, and yes, everyone in the whole fucking place gets rowdy.
Rowdy. And for people, so for DCM bit show energy, but what we mean by that is there used to be an improv festival. There used to be an improv festival called the Dog Post Marathon, and there was a beautiful culture of, shows that were on at like 3 a.m. mm-hmm, where everyone had to be a diaper baby walking around in diapers with like shit pouring out of it, like not real shit, but like doing improv sets with like, it was just, and people got really, it was like you were at like a fucking pub.
This is gonna sound crazy, but it was like an improv comedy Woodstock moment. Yes, and truly, yes, like you want to talk about getting fully cracked.
Oh,
it always was count, on yeah, the same weekend as Pride. Right. So I would be cracked in half. I would be doing my 5:30 a.m. bit show. I mean, I famously ate a carrot off the ground that had been in John Gemberling's ass 10 minutes have before.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that sort of, when you get to that place, You've cracked. And so you could be on your Charizard, and that's when it's sort of, I guess.
Oh, Charizard can faint.
Charizard can be defeated.
Can be defeated.
I mean, you don't want Blastoise around.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's so interesting.
It's the beauty of Pokemon.
When you're at your Charizard, there is still an Apex Predator out there.
And Blastoise is that big turtle Apex Predator.
To know that. So that's why it's always like, you know what? Be happy now. Be happy now.
But think about this. A dragon is going to fucking kill a turtle no matter what the
element. Not when the turtle has cannons, hon. Not when the turtle has cannons. And not when the dragon is made of fire, which will be extinguished by water. I'm saying this not because I want to. I'm saying this to keep us safe. That's why.
You're right.
And then you better hope that you have a good relationship with a Venusaur.
Oh.
Because if you're a Charizard with a good relationship with a Venusaur, if you play for the same team I do in hand quotes, then you're going to be okay, because that Venusaur could handle that Blastoise.
But a Venusaur wants something in return, which is to what? Not have you kill him.
Literally. Because that's why it's important to keep the relationship good. The Karen and Giselle.
who's Charizard and who's Venusaur?
Well, Venusaur is Karen. And Giselle be Charizard.
No.
I don't even know how you could disagree.
Karen is Charizard.
Uh-huh.
No, you cannot. Someone who looks as fucking like horrid in her dress and her outfits cannot be Charizard. Giselle cannot be Charizard.
Oh, so here's the deal. I'm just going energetically.
You're right. Then Karen is Blastoise.
I believe that Wendy is becoming Blastoise.
No, Wendy is becoming like literally like Mewtwo, like being like having her body modified.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Which we celebrate.
She is genetically altered.
Her phenotype is being altered.
Yes. And Wendy, we watched Potomac this morning also. Yes. So basically here's what happened. We woke up this morning and I kind of had like a really good feeling about the day. And also I found out yesterday that I Love This For You was going to series. And so I was like so excited. And also I did know that you were getting nominated today. So we woke up, I sort of got a bottle of champagne because I was like, this might be fun. And
I brought breakfast for my sister.
Yeah, and you didn't. Actually, I didn't even say thank you.
No, that's not why I do it. That's
you know, I guess I just like, felt we were in that moment one being, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, so we and I felt that we collectively did pay for it, but you paid for it, and I didn't say thank you. And thank you, sister.
I don't care. That's not what this is.
Well,
you got champagne. You
got the champagne. Mm-hmm. Then we started to really happily head back home because we knew that we had the nominations a little bit later, 11:30. So we were like, we have more than enough time to not only just watch Potomac, but then take like 20 minutes afterwards to just like sit with Potomac.
Yeah.
Potomac delivered.
Potomac really delivered on all fronts. We got a new housewife. We have the housewife in her sophomore season, mm-hmm, who has a big storyline already coming mm-hmm out the gate. I mean, the Candace, the one who's potentially depressed, and it's kind of hard to watch.
We met Candace's bonus children.
Bonus
who
children.
Who are adorable.
And Naya and Mateo.
Mateo we looks love so sweet. And sweet. Naya was, she was giving star quality. Chris lights up around the kids.
Chris.
Candace giving, I think, motherly energy.
Motherly energy. When she was helping Naya out on the homework, I thought, wait, she looks good doing that.
I thought
she looks happy.
Candace helping out with homework. And then they're walking through that math. It was a very easy math question. And she did call it an SAT question. But, it was easy. But we still love the energy.
Math was a theme in this episode, wouldn't you say?
In a hilarious way, there were lots of numbers and equations being sort of worked out on screen in real time. Like when the new housewife, Mia, said, my husband is 38 years older than me and he's 68. So they go, are you 30? She goes, no.
I'm
36. And they go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Someone's lying. And then she goes, well, guys, I can't do math. And she and Ashley, who honestly kind of gave it to you on this episode.
Yeah, Ashley was actually really fun.
Ashley was actually really fun. She goes, that's an easy math question.
That's an easy math question.
But basically, the sound bites flying out of Karen
were
plentiful.
And Giselle was trying it. Giselle thought, like, okay, I'm going to, like, I've had these in the can, like, these lines in the can that I'm going to hurl at Karen because I bet you so hard. And any Bravo watchers that she rehearsed the line, then I'm just going to tell the truth.
Your cheating truth.
Your drunk truth.
Your broke truth.
Like she rehearsed that 100%.
And she really wanted them to land because she was holding out truth. You're this truth. And I was like, we hear it. Or then, as Karen calls her, old Jizzy.
But Karen, I think she did not give it a second thought. It flew out her mouth. What is it? You're a broke whore from
Hampton University.
And everybody knows it. I mean,
the girls are coming for each other's necks, and it's thrilling to watch. Also, how rude Wendy was to Mia, a guest in her new home.
Oh, can we?
Because Wendy had she threw a party for her new tits.
Yeah,
which look unbelievable.
And
the chop that Wendy is rocking now, like
the hair looks incredible.
Great.
Oh my god!
And I think there's some other work that was done.
Of
but
course.
Guess what? Who the fuck cares?
Like, she's a professor.
Not me. She looks stunning.
Let her do it.
And there is this little bit of a narrative like, oh, let's talk about the work. Because if people aren't honest about their work, then like they get dragged on the show. I'm like, I don't give a hoot. So then she goes to Mia. And I didn't like this from Wendy because it was a little bit.
It was
like,
a little villainous.
You got a lot. So what have you done? Because it looks like you got a lot of it. And
so
then Mia did list all her surgeries.
And owned it. She was like, oh, I've done all these things. They did a flashback to a dinner that Wendy and Karen went on where Karen was like, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Mia and bring her to your nude interlude party. Her name is Mia. And then Wendy goes, her name is Mia. All right, then.
Well, all right now.
Like, why is that moment so funny?
It was because it's delivered well.
It's delivered well because Wendy is actually, she knows how to deliver things now. But then we have said that the line, address me correctly,
is iconic.
Has aged
Dr.
very well.
Dr. Wendy.
Doctor, address me correctly. That's aged very well.
It was a great freshman season for her. It's going to be a wonderful sophomore season.
Yes.
And I think she's moving to center couch. I mean, obviously, Karen and Giselle will be center couch. They will be
but
on
Wendy's
Andy
moving
Cohen's
closer.
Left and right. But Wendy is sliding to the center, I think.
Wendy might get... Robin might get sort of
Robin
placed out.
Is not, it's not a good vibe. And I feel very bad because I feel like, oh, she's really struggling during the pandemic. She thought she was going to get married. I mean, it's a bummer. Well, there was such a to-do about her getting married again. Like, it was such a triumphant end of the season for her.
Yeah.
And now the fucking pandemic. Like, you just hate to see someone struggling like that.
I hope it turns around because when Robin's fun, when she's happy, she's fun. Does that make, like, when she's fun, she's fun, you know? Like, she's so funny and great to watch, and, like, she's such a good mom to the kids, and I'm so happy. I turned to you when the credits rolled. I was like, I'm so happy.
Oh, we needed it. We didn't even know we needed it. Also, I will say about Robin, Juan was laying into her.
Juan was being a lot.
Because you could tell the camera started rolling and he was like, I really don't actually like that this is happening in my life. So I'm going to be honest about it because maybe it'll change. You sleep all the way in till 2 p.m. And he was just dragging her. And you could tell she was like, I mean, it's true, so I can't be upset. But, and you could tell Robin is, it's not a good start to the season for the Green Eyed Bandits.
Unfortunately,
they're not on their Charizard.
They're not on their Charizard. I really have hope for Karen. I'm rooting for Karen as always. Mm-hmm. I'm team Karen.
Always.
Sorry, Giselle. And rooting for Wendy, although I fear that she will be villainized very, very, very quickly.
You think Wendy will become villain status?
I think she's like...
She's not.
But the way she's treating Mia, I mean, that's not going to be like a villain thing, but it's like she will come across as... I think Mia is much more savvy than Wendy thinks.
Mm.
And I think Wendy's going to... It seems like they're setting something up where Wendy and Giselle are going to go after Mia.
Well... No, because I think what's happening is Giselle decided to run her mouth about Wendy's marriage.
Oh,
and
right.
That's why we see that clip of Wendy being like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I love to see is the Karen and Wendy hurricane that will come for Giselle if Giselle says the wrong words about Wendy's marriage. Because she was like, I see you for everything everyone said that you were.
Yes. Oh, I love that from the trailer. I hope what they're setting up is that Wendy and Karen reconcile their past conflicts and band together, because that would be so powerful. Reader, if you're not watching Potomac, this is a good season to start with. Last season was a really great one. It's a long one, but it's really worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recommend it enough. And as I say to people, this is like what everyone says right now, or a lot of people are saying to me. They're like, I didn't even watch Housewives before, but now I'm, in terms of like, when I'm like, do you watch Housewives? And they'd be like, yeah. And like, I didn't until very recently. I'm one of those people. And I gotta tell you, I'm not like all the way in. They're like, I do have my blind spots. Mm. And I have not seen most of the seasons from even the cities that I love to watch. But Potomac is really, really, really excellent.
It's just a fun show.
Yes.
It's like, and it feels different than, you know, like Beverly Hills has its own identity. Yes. It is what it is. And I've been loving it this season.
It's been great.
New York is flopping hard. And I say this with love for Ebony K. Williams, who I think is actually great.
Well, she's great.
But I just don't think there's enough. There's not enough there
mm-hmm.
in terms of the cast, not mm-hmm. in terms of Ebony. I think in terms of
literally
being five women, it's just not taking off.
And so it's like, and the only places they can go are like what, like the Hamptons, and it feels repetitive in a way. But wait, what's their big trip this season?
Well, right now they are in Salem, Massachusetts.
That's right.
Actually is funny. But I don't know. I just feel like it feels culturally repetitive too, because we're dealing a lot with Ramona being like a Trumper who was bad during COVID, and like, you know, Ebony's trying to engage her, and it's the election. And that's another thing, is like where New York is during the election. And it's not a fun place to revisit because you feel shades of the tension, and you feel shades of like the anxiety that we were all experiencing in every frame of the show.
Yeah.
So
it's not fun to watch.
It's just not, it's not a fun culture to be sitting in.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't talk about it like as though we were Charizards.
Right. Oh, well, no one on that show right now is in their Charizard era.
Literally, no. I mean, they're sort of in flop era, each and every one of them. Except I would say that Ebony is probably someone who's on her Charizard a lot.
No, Ebony came in and she is doing a great, great, great job.
Yeah.
Very fun to watch. It's just that like she doesn't have a lot to work with.
We should just briefly say that we are celebrating not just Kathy Hilton on Beverly Hills 2, but Miss Crystal Kung Minkoff.
Crystal Kung
is a welcome addition.
Crystal the Kung Minkoff.
Crystal the Kung Minkoff.
Z-Way was hanging out with her all Pride Week. I was so jealous. And then, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I told you, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
Z-Way was like, I'm going to try to get Crystal to come to your house party. I was like, no, do not bring Crystal.
Crystal Kung Minkoff coming in. Well, she would never come.
She would never
come. Walking into that house and being like, hey, I'm Crystal. I would be like, it's iconic behavior.
I was like, you are everything.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, you cannot see my terrible belongings, please leave.
She honestly, I would just take her upstairs and I would be like,
There's Thank a roof you. Deck. Let's go upstairs. We would light a blunt. I'd be like, you're fucking killing the show. And she'd be like, I know. She'd be like, I know. I watch it too. And I just like, I feel like it's a better show with me. And I would say,
and it is.
Dead ass is. Because the way that we have the combination of Sutton, who I am a Slutton.
You're a Slutton.
I am a Slutton. And so she is doing what she needs to do to secure the diamond. Yes, the diamond is fused to her hand.
Oh, she'll never let go.
She'll never let go. And she's doing what she needs to do. And the combination of her doing the most and Crystal being that bitch that gives you nothing.
Nothing. And is like, okay.
It's Tom and Jerry.
It's beautiful. It's cat and dog. It's like Crystal is truly like there's that, I told you about this, this fight, quote unquote, that they had on the boat in Tahoe where Sutton's like, I feel like you really disrespected me. And then Crystal's like, okay. And then for at least the next five exchanges, Sutton says something. Okay. She will give you nothing. She will bide her time and then she will fucking come for the juggler.
She's coming in the next episode because this last episode iconically ended. So we've had this line. Oh my God.
I haven't even seen this, but the way you described it to me.
We're watching it after this.
Beautiful.
So basically, Lisa Rinna is trying to make amends with Garcelle because Garcelle has her gorgeous eyebrow raised at Rinna, who she thought she knew, but then her behavior towards Denise Richards last season was untoward and it was uncouth. So basically, Rinna is now doing the most to try to court Garcelle's friendship again. So she has Harry Hamlin, her husband, make his famous bolognese for a birthday celebration for Garcelle and just to celebrate getting all together. So they're doing this little celebration for Garcelle. They bring out a cake and then there's gifts introduced to the mix. Cut to the other end of the table. Sutton says, I didn't know we were doing gifts.
You have such a good sentence.
And Kyle's like, yeah, we're doing gifts. And Lisa Rinna is running the show. Garcelle is, of course, gifted the most stunning items from Crystal.
Jewelry.
Just like stunning. You know, she's getting bags.
Oh my God.
By the way, we haven't even brought up Erica Jane, which, whatever. So then you see Sutton just become despondent because here is Crystal having given the best gifts and you can tell that she's just like fitting in because Sutton does not like to not fit in. She stomps away from the table, but not before she says to Kyle, I don't like being around people. I can't pretend. I refuse to pretend. I'm walking over
He's
there.
Such a good Sutton.
Lauren. And so
Matt has a Sutton.
Well, you know, he has a Sutton. Could be good. Could be interesting.
I'm not putting Sutton alone out there. So Matt has a Sutton. So we're
Matt has Matt a Sutton. Sutton. And you know, because Sutton's dropping in to do update.
Sutton's dropping
in. Sutton Strack is dropping in to do update. And you know, it would be fun to have two Suttons. Very Vanessa doing Jennifer, you know.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, and your host,
Sutton Strack. She'd be so excited. She would be
a nightmare. SNL. She'd be a nightmare all week.
Do you think that she would be like, I don't think that's funny. I don't want to do that because I don't want to appear insensitive because actually on the show, I did have a couple moments where I just didn't know that I was being insensitive and I was not educated. So educate me.
Tell me you're that girl. Tell me you're that girl that wants to write with the writers on Tuesday. Tell me you're that girl.
So anyway... Sutton is like, I don't like her and I am owed an apology to Kyle, who is, again, iconically in the center of it all. And the ladies start to kind of mosey over because the bolognese, it was gobbled up because, again, it's famous.
It's famous. And who doesn't fucking love bolognese?
And also, they did the great work of showing you Harry Hamlin in his garden earlier. So these are all natural ingredients.
I love his garden.
He's on his Charizard. So basically, they've gobbled up the bolognese and the lady starts sort of walking over to another area of the stunning home that Lisa Rinna lives in to sort of have another cocktail. And they're one by one noticing that Sutton is irate. So Sutton finally says, I can't pretend that everything is hunky-dory. To which Kathy Hilton replies, who is hunky-dory? And the camera lingers on her face just to sort of confirm that she is serious. You can see Kyle sort of shake her head. Garcelle has a moment of concern. Erica's, I think, eye fell out.
And then they cut back to Kathy.
And they cut back to Kathy.
She generally wants to know who is Hunky Dory.
Like, there could be, who is this woman in Beverly Hills that I haven't met? Hunky Dory. I can't pretend that everything is Hunky Dory. Well, I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
And if I don't know who you are, you don't know who you are. That's a Jared Frieder. That's Jared Frieder's Housewives entrance. Did you know that?
I think
if you, I don't know who you are, you don't know who you are. Which
doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but that's what makes it perfect.
Exactly.
So anyway, finally, in the moment of the silence of after Hunky Dory, Crystal does make her way over. She's like, what's wrong? What's the matter? What's going on? And Sutton
like
goes,
the cool bitch she is.
I owed an apology by you because you said when I walked into your hotel room to return your coat,
I violated you.
That you were naked and then you told everyone I violated you when I left right away.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, so what is it that you want? What do you want an apology? I'm sorry you're upset. She goes, sorry I'm upset. I want you to not use the word violate. And Crystal goes, no, I'm not taking back that word. That's what the word is. If you don't understand the word, look it up. Violate. It's to access someone in a way that makes them feel unsafe.
Yes.
It's to violate their privacy. It's to cross boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it was. I felt. And Sutton is, she's losing it. I'm violating you. I'm violating you. She's acting like Reese in the morning show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
So Sutton stomps away. And she says, what am I? And Crystal finally says, you're jealous of me. Which is iconic coming
iconic.
From that type of girl. Sutton, jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants? Kyle Richards screams, no! As if a slur has been said. No!
No! Cuts to Rinna.
Cuts to Rinna, who is aghast. She can't believe. She goes, no, you don't say that. You don't say that. Smash cut to the pants. The words. To be continued.
I have not seen a second of this. And the way Matt has described it to me, the way he just did, which is, give it the fuck up. That was a one-person show for you to just perfectly give you all the imagery you need to have been right there with them.
You gotta be watching it. It's just fun. It's just fun.
I didn't start. I never watched an episode of Beverly Hills except for the finale last season with Denise and Rinna. Mm. That was my first one. I was like, okay, this is fine. And then started this season with all the titterings about Crystal Kung-Minkoff. I was like, I gotta watch. And reader, I have not been disappointed.
She's moving to center couch.
Oh,
she's sliding
like
down
a speeding
the couch.
Train.
And honestly, I'll tell you what. I mean, Kyle's gonna be sitting next to Andy. Probably Rinna's gonna be sitting next to Andy. I don't know. Who's Kyle gonna be in? Oh, Erica will be sitting next to Andy. So Erica will be like in the hot
Erica
seat
will be very
and Kyle.
Close. Yeah.
And then I'm telling you, next to Kyle is Crystal. Next to Erica is Sutton. And I think that's what's happening.
I love this. We were talking to our friend Ty Mitchell about this yesterday. He came by.
Sweetheart so, doll.
Oh, and also brilliant writer.
Yeah.
Brilliant mind. He just based off tweets, guys. Okay. but he was talking about Crystal Kung-Minkoff. I mean, I forgot what he said specifically, but I was like, yeah, like she is really coming in without like that like freshman season energy.
Mm-hmm, no, she's a part of it.
She kind of doesn't give a shit.
No, because she's rich in a real way. Her husband directed The Lion King.
And so she's
so
like,
she's on her Charizard.
But she literally like, has perspective, which is something a lot of these women lack, but she has perspective in life, which is that like, oh yeah, like I grew up Asian and I teach my kids Chinese and I make dumplings. You know, it's like she like is connected to something outside of her own inner life that makes you kind of like not care about someone like Sutton coming at you. Mm-mm. But what's brilliant about this conflict is that they're both making themselves feel victimized in valid ways and invalid ways.
Yes.
Sutton, not valid. Crystal, I would say maybe valid.
Well, there's been moments where Crystal has lost me just like the word violate in the way that she's saying it, because they do cut to like moments where she's told the girls about what happened and you see it happen.
Yeah.
Sutton runs in. She has the coat. She sees that Crystal is like undressed. She goes,
actually,
I don't know what's going on in here. And she puts the coat down and leaves. And then Crystal has blown it up. And to
she is
entitled to do.
The footage, though, it does seem like Crystal, like from the audio, it's like she's like, I'm naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you like? I'm sure she was like in the corner. Like,
also, she doesn't know if the cameras are following her in.
Exactly.
You know, she's new to being on
and then
TV.
Sutton, instead of closing the door immediately goes, I'm just going to run in, get closer to you, drop this. Like that spatially, I'm Team Crystal here. That is kind of really mm-hmm. fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, so in the ways that she was telling the women about it, she was like, it was like really, she called her like, there's the whole, I am not a peeping Tom.
Oh, yeah.
We need to stop with this language. And sort of like, so you can see Crystal sort of leaning in, which fucking go for it. You're a housewife. Go for it. But like, there has been moments where I'm like, there's fallibility there and vulnerability there. Oh, sure, she's been very vulnerable on the show and shared a lot.
Yes.
And I don't know, killing it. And we're not even halfway through. And we haven't even talked about fucking Erica. Who Joel and I talked about it last week. And
you did. I loved what you guys had to say. And you know what? I normally would apologize to the reader for us like talking about the same shit.
Whatever.
Like, week, but I know we're in our Charizard era. Like, Charizard. You can turn it off. They can turn it off. It's
literally,
fine.
Join you know
us
what?
Next week.
There's so many other great podcasts. There's Urgent Care.
Urgent you Care. Know, there's Seek treatment.
I mean, like, just Stradio Lab Boys Stradio always put Lab. On a great show. You know,
I would say they do it. They do it like no other.
Yeah. So there's so many other podcasts that you can listen to if you don't want to hear us on our Charizard doing Sutton Strack impressions and dreaming of a world where she hosts SNL.
Because I want to see that world. I want my children to see that world. Oh.
I want to see what flop dress she comes out in the beginning to do her monologue. Like something with like a fucking happy chameleon on it or something. Like she wears those like weird patterns and I'm like, you run a boutique? I love her.
God, like fucking her buying the Vetements shoes. I'm like, no, don't buy Vetements. You're that's not you. That's not you, Sutton. And you should have some more self awareness. You're not Vetements, okay?
I'm wanting to go to Sutton the boutique. I'm wanting to go in there because I do believe that she is posted. It's like Vanderpump at like
sure, sure,
like
sure.
You'll see her if you look.
Oh yeah, she's there. Why wouldn't she?
I heard that she eats dinner there every night.
Yeah, it's her restaurant
You're
where
so right,
everyone man. Fucking worships her. Mm-hmm. The way, I mean, specifically, like the probably the staff are like whatever Lisa wants.
Yeah, she says, "Darling, coming. I'll do a prosecco." Just kidding. She probably drinks like really nice champagne.
Right, that's an amazing Lisa impression. I mean, God, the talent.
Lauren had his chance.
Lauren had his chance,
and he literally did.
No, he literally did. But I flop. I do say this with every genuine ounce of. Fucking flesh and cartilage in my heart. Mm. Matt Rogers, the funniest motherfucker, the funniest person, funniest person.
Anyway, I just don't.
There's no one like him.
I don't accept it.
The funniest
person in the world is Lily Collins.
Is Lily Collins, and then Matt Rogers. Fine.
I'll take second, but to disrespect Lily like that.
I know. I'm sorry. She wasn't nominated. It's fine.
I'm so proud of you. I can't even tell you, girl.
Bitch.
I'm so happy we got to be together for it.
Me too.
In a real way.
I know. In a real way. For both things.
Yeah.
Well, you told me a few days before when I wasn't seeing you that it hadn't gotten picked up, but to.
It was
nice.
I was told for a while, like, it looks good. And then the.
Oh, but you know, the old Hollywood push, they never tell you.
They never say a word.
Word.
Let's sort of.
Move on.
Put a pin in this sort of Charizard moment to just say that right now we're going to sort of step into I Don't Think So, Honey. And while I Don't Think So, Honey is inherently sort of. I don't want to say negative. What's the word?
Biting.
Yes.
Aggressive.
We're going to dip into this world and then we're going to be right back on our fucking Charizard. And we
hope you are. And we hope you are too.
And we've met a lot of you.
We've been meeting. It's been really nice to meet the readers. As I said, the last episode that I was on, we said the exceptions are the readers.
The readers are the real ones.
And so I genuinely hope each and every reader starts to prepare themselves for a mindset to be in their Charizard. Mm-hmm.
Is Mercury out of retrograde?
It's not about Mercury. It's not about communication.
You're right. It's not even about that.
It's about self-definition, personal power. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Personal power.
It's internal. It's internal. It's always with you, so you can always externalize that power in you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come on.
Eckhart Tolle ass.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs Classic Clogs and Sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs Classic Clogs and Sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend, Bowen Yang, to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went four more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Hey, I'm Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Bowen Yang.
Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the U.S.? The world is powered by entrepreneurs.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season two of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
In every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launch and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss.
From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season two of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Let's do I Don't Think So, Honey.
Let's do I Don't Think So, Honey. So basically, I Don't Think So, Honey is, or it has usually been, a 1 minute. I don't know what it's going to become in the future because it might be on its Charizard at a certain point. And at this stage of evolution that I'm currently in, why would I ever tell any girl not to evolve? So I Don't Think So, Honey is right now a 60-second segment where someone performing said I Don't Think So, Honey sort of goes off, I'm doing air quotes, on pop culture. You know, in ways large and small, we've had sort of I Don't Think So honeys that were about Jennifer Garner. You know what I mean? Actually, house member and member of this house, Patrick Rogers, did that one.
Did that, yeah.
And then we've had like, good. I Don't Think So Honey, like, you know, you did fucking The Sunsets.
The Sunsets, which was a flop. And that was back in my flop
era. Good.
That was in my flop era, I will admit. No, don't fight
me. We should see The Sunset tonight, by the way.
I would love to see The Sunset tonight.
That has to be on the docket. It is cloudy, though. But so anyway, it is time for I Don't
It's time
so.
For the I Don't Have My Phone. Would you mind? I can time you, and you can go first.
As, yeah, so I'll go
as
first.
As you are want to do.
Just don't look at my text, because there are surprises happening.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Some big bros texting.
Oh my God, that was so funny. Okay, where's my thing?
Just pull down from your
clock.
Home screen.
Yeah, okay, stopwatch. Okay, good. Okay. Sometimes I just forget where are on my phone in terms of the emojis.
Even Charizard forgets.
Okay, and this is with love, you guys.
This is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, being a bad kisser in 2021.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And we need to be brushing our teeth.
Oh.
I get that a lot of people are on vacation, but when I'm kissing you and I say this with love, it tastes like chicken feed, not feet.
Feed.
Chicken feed. I should not be in the barnyard when I'm in the pavilion. Okay.
Oh,
I should not be in the
girl.
Barnyard when I'm in the ice palace. I should be in those zones. And when it's feeling like chicken
seconds.
Feed in my mouth, it's going to be a no on that one.
Mm.
I don't think so, honey. Too much. Sorry, but teeth. I'm getting teeth.
You're getting a lot of teeth.
Gums, tongue, kiss me with lips.
15 seconds.
Or I don't think so, honey. And some people play hard to get. I am easy to get. Like,
five
if
seconds.
You want it, you're getting it. But don't come at me with these gums, teeth, and only lips. I do think so, honey. Them, I don't think so, honey. You bad kissers, chicken feed.
And that's 1 minute, 1 minute and 6 seconds. And you know why you went over the time? And I wouldn't even say you went over the time. You went your time because you are in your Charizard era.
I was entitled to those 6 seconds.
You were very entitled to those 6 seconds. And here's the thing. Would you agree that...
I can already tell you I will.
No. Maybe you won't. Mm. There is no such thing as a good kisser, but there is definitely such a thing as a bad kisser. Because I think that...
Okay.
I would consider myself a good kisser, but it's always a dance with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I feel.
Well, I...
And so it's about making the other person look good, whatever, improv nonsense. But like... improv school 101 nonsense, but like you can only be a bad kisser if you're being inconsiderate of what your partner is signaling to
that's
you.
The thing is, it's like, why are you trying to run shit right now? Aren't we here together? Like, I just feel like sometimes when people are dominating the energy of the kiss, it's like, well, you are a narcissist. You're an egomaniac. There's actually two people doing this, and it's sociopathic behavior.
Oh, yeah.
When you come in
with an agenda. Oh.
Also, I'm sorry, but and if people love this, like, go off. But I don't need a tongue all the way down my throat. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. some people do.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm sure you've met some of these girls that are the jabbers.
The javelin throwers.
Jabbers, javelin.
Just chill.
Chill
and... that. There are the people who really there's a different kind of person who pushes their lips together in a way to make it feel like the head of a spear. It's also the same sort of concept of a jab.
Oh, yeah.
You're jabbing at me with your fish mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And by fish mouth, I mean like they make their lips conical mm-hmm. and start to jab me. Mm-hmm. It's very, very untoward.
Just also want to say that if you're listening to this episode and we did experience a kiss together, I'm not talking about you.
No. Not you. He's not talking about
not you.
Let's just say
there's been experiences that could have been better, and people need to be respectful and
yes.
not act uncouth.
That's all it is. It's just think of it as a dance.
It's a dance.
It's a dance.
It's
not
like
solo.
The samba.
Samba.
It's like the Viennese waltz.
There you go. I love that.
So now it's time for Bo and Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. And
it's another boat, Doug. We're sorry.
That's another boat. Yeah.
Boat.
So sorry about that. He's going to say, yeah, well, 1 hour 18 in, you got a boat sound happening. And, you know, didn't love that.
Just let you know, I can work around it. But
that girl.
We love Doug.
We love him. All right. So this is Bo and Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. Are you ready?
Yep.
His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, bug spray.
Emmy nominee.
You're not even doing what you're supposed to do. So wow. What are you doing?
Ugh.
Putting forth this image of mm-hmm. no bugs when what do I see on bugs. My leg? Oh, a damn Zika insect.
Yeah.
A damn tick. A damn wasp. Kind of hovering around my ear, which is an erogenous zone.
Seconds.
Yeah, damn. You know what, bug spray? I'm talking to you off specifically. And
oh,
no, don't send this shit because
brand.
You won't make this right unless you actually change the formulation in your product to fend off insects in this time when insects want everything to do with my flesh and my type O blood and all of my life force.
They're takers.
You are endangering me and
Five seconds.
If you don't change the formula,
here comes a threat.
I am going to be throwing hands.
That's 1 minute and 2 seconds. And you, I've never seen someone more entitled to 2 seconds.
Thank you. I was entitled to this.
You know,
I've been diligent about my coverage, about replenishing my bug spray coverage. Still waking up with bites.
It almost like makes you question, is this placebo?
Is this placebo? Is this sugar water?
Is this sugar water? By the way, a cinnamon roll is no longer a cinnamon roll. It's sugar bread.
Sugar bread.
It's an inside joke. We don't have time to get into it. But I would like confront the creators of this bug spray and this placebo?
Oh, yeah. Okay, off. If you're listening, you gotta check the vat of the thing or whatever.
I'm looking at you right now. I'm holding you right now.
Read the ingredients.
Let's see. All right. Let's just get into
it. Let's just get into it.
So in here, it says directions for use.
Well, no. I want to know.
Okay, I don't know.
Give it to me.
Interesting. Like, it's sort of like my phone with the emojis. I just never know.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. I asked you something that.
I think you asked me something that ended up not having an answer.
But
which we wanted to know the ingredients of off. But here we go. They're not going to say it if it's placebo.
Active ingredient.
Oh.
DEET, which is the
what
thing.
What the fuck
which,
is that? DEET?
It's the thing that is supposed to keep the bugs away. Throw out a percentage. How much of this do you think is the actual thing that's supposed to be in there?
How much do I think they put on the bottle?
How much do I think
they're telling us?
Yes, let's start with that.
I think they would tell us. And I think that they think this is a lot. I think they would tell us 6%.
Well, it's 15. Ugh. I expected it to be. I need it to be higher.
Well, this is the thing: is it's like you never know with
it'll
sort of. It's like when you have a drink and it says 2% calcium. You're like, well, that's not a lot. It really is.
No, I know it is one of those things. But other ingredients, 85%. What are the other ingredients? Why is we not being transparent?
The vagary.
SC Johnson, a family company.
Give me that right now.
I mean, SC Johnson, a family company, please reach out because no, don't even reach out. If you're hearing this, this is not a dialogue. Check the formulation because it might be sugar water, okay?
Because nothing, but there's an Emmy nominee that's getting bid up. And this is Post covering herself in your product.
And look, I mean, I feel like it's not a placebo because placebos, it can't be double blind. If neither of us know that this is a placebo, then what are you doing? Anyway, that's it. But thank you for framing it this way. I'm an Emmy nominee and I'm getting bit by bugs. And
as someone who was snubbed, let's just say this. The rose of this episode was the Charizard sort of energy that we feel despite a snub.
Oh,
but
Charizard's never won an Emmy.
Never. And he's one of the greatest icons of television.
One of the greatest icons of television. Never won an Emmy. That's fine. He's still Charizard.
And my thorn was having to really sit in the fact that my girl's been getting bitten up.
It's okay. We will weather these together. I am so happy that we did this. We
had an honest conversation. And yesterday we were supposed to record the pod yesterday and it wasn't the vibe.
It wasn't the vibe.
And that's why I'm saying when you feel the vibe is off, especially in a zone where their vibes have been so good, you have to sort of drift away from that. And yesterday was not the day to record the pod.
You said that to me and I thought, well, maybe. And then I thought to myself, there has been trust built here. Mm-hmm.
My instincts my spider sense was tingling.
But I trusted you. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that with a lot of people. And yet I went on this journey with you and it was the right choice because of course it was.
Very jump then fall. You know,
jump,
like
then fall.
You know, there hasn't been a lot of Taylor on this trip.
And we need to change that.
I played Willow the other day and I sort of got a sense from the girls that they didn't want Willow to be on. And I was like,
we're
going to
educate them about Taylor. It's fine.
Listen, Tina Burner, thank you for putting Welcome to New York in your mix.
And Tina Burner has a wonderful New York mix. Of course, she's got, you know, Sinatra and you know, Welcome to New York. Those are the two.
When Welcome to New York, those are the two. Those are the two New York songs. Well, Frank Sinatra and Taylor Swift are sort of the New Yorkers of Hollywood.
Yes, you know what I mean?
When you see them in your mind's eye, you sort of think
New York.
New York City. And on that sort of note, on this jubilant Charizard era sort of
checkpoint,
we, how do you feel about ending with a song?
I feel really good about it.
Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Harmony. Welcome to New York.
Ooh, did we do it?
It's fine. We don't
oh, no.
It's fine.
To end on a failed harmony.
No, it's fine. We're in our Charizard.
We're in our Charizard.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of six fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this cookie crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.